B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
David's on the phone for War of the Roses. David, we hate to do marriages, but you sent us a message saying that you think your wife, Sophie, is cheating on you.
We've been married for 5 months, but we've dated for 4 years, so like we've been together for a long time, and she left her email open, and I saw a receipt for a hotel room, and I definitely didn't stay at this hotel.
Okay. Did you ask her about it?
I didn't ask her about it so much as, I found out that she did. She said she was with a friend that night, but she didn't tell me that she got a hotel. So that's what is also making me feel like this is sketchy. Like her friend recently went through a breakup, and so she said she was, you know, with her that night to console her, but.
Well, now hang on here. If someone's broken up and they don't have any place to go, maybe you would buy a hotel room for them.
No, actually, Sophie told me very specifically that she was going over to her friend's house, and there was no mention of a hotel. And I know that if there was a hotel, like if she was going to a hotel with her friend, she would tell me. Like, there's no reason for her not to tell me. Plus, I have those reward points, so like I would totally freak out if she didn't ask me that. So she would definitely tell me.
Okay.
All right. We'll call Sophie up. Are you sure you want to know? I mean,
this is a marriage. It's different.
Yeah, I know.
Dating for 4 years, married for 5 months, and did she get a hotel room to cheat on David? Are you ready to find out?
Not really, but I gotta be.
Well, we need a yes from you to continue legally, okay, if you want to do it.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Let's dial her up, Roy.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sophie, please.
This is Sophie.
Good morning. My name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your phone number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We are giving away a date night for two, and we just ask that in return you tell somebody about our services. We're a brand new company.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's so nice. Great.
Okay, I just need a name of the person that you would like to share this romantic evening with, and then we'll call them next and let them know that you are sharing their package on their behalf.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay. I would like to have a romantic date with my husband, David.
Okay, that's very sweet. Probably nice for you guys to get out of the house together. And
yes.
What would you like us to tell David when we call him next?
Oh, surprise! We're going on a nice date, honey.
All right.
Sophie. Hey, I guess I better just say it because I don't know what's going on. But are you cheating on me?
David, what? Oh my God, are you insane?
That's David. This is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show's War of the Roses. You are right to be hesitant because David thinks he's being cheated on. Sophie, tell her why, David.
What?
I saw your email open and I noticed the receipt for the hotel. I wasn't snooping. I wasn't trying to get in your business, but it was just left open. And you told me you were going specifically to this place to help her through the breakup, but there's a receipt for a hotel. So I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, wow. Okay, David. And I just wanted to pamper ourselves. That's it. We got a hotel.
So why do you?
So she could get out of her house. She like hadn't left her house.
Why would you not tell me you were getting a hotel with her? Like, why would I care about that?
Because you're the stingiest damn mofo that I know. I mean, I'm sorry. I had no idea that you would freak out like this. I just didn't tell you because I thought you would be mad at me because we've been trying to save money. And I mean, here we are on the damn radio, so I wasn't wrong.
Well, he did mention earlier before we called you that he has reward points that you didn't use.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, yeah, David, God bless. who the hell do you even think I would be cheating with?
That's a good question, David. Is there anyone who you think that she might be cheating with if there was someone?
I mean, maybe Paul?
Wow, ew, David, that's disgusting. No.
Who's Paul?
Paul is this coworker who's not attractive in any way, and he's just keeps making passes. But that's about it.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right, well, a war that ended good.
Yes,
I like this.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses, powered by Plato's Closet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.